Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. It is good to have you on board with us today. I tell you what, as we get a chance to explore the world of beauty. How many of you really enjoy beauty? I know sometimes it can be kind of challenging to see it, but it is all around us, despite the other stuff that's out there too. We just got to be willing to keep our minds, our hearts, and our eyes open, keep our ears open so that we can observe the beauty that is right there in front of us. Someone who is here to help us do that very thing today is the lovely Miss Crystal Smith, great woman who has so much going on. As a matter of fact, she has made it her mission to help. And Crystal, it's so good to have you in the house today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great as well. And I was sharing with them that it is part of your mission to help people see the beauty, to help people see the good that is right there in front of us. It's not always easy to see. We have so much negative that's in our faces all the time, but the beauty is there too, and we don't want to miss it. I want to ask you something as we get ready to get started with our discussion. What is it about Crystal Smith in particular, life in general, whether it had to do with how you were shaped as a child, what is it that brought you to the point where it is your mission to help people see and be, particularly women, the fullness, the potential of the beauty that they were created to be?
Well, I always like to say your mess is your ministry. So that means whatever you went through, whatever difficulties that you had to go through in life is normally an indicator of how you can help others. So one of the biggest struggles that I had was low self-esteem and depression. Growing up and even into my adult life, I didn't see the beauty within myself. And if you look at how we are created, our eyes look outward. So we can't see ourselves because many times we're so busy looking at other people, and we have the ability to admire someone else's gift or admire someone else's talent or admire someone else's greatness. And sometimes, like myself, I failed to see the greatness in myself for so many years. So when God began to deal with me and show me, look, you're beautiful too, you're great too, then I made it my mission to help other people to see the greatness that they have within themselves.
You know, you make such a good point too, that we look outward. It's just natural. Yeah. And it's challenging to look inward. And whereas with some people, they did not look inward, but somebody looking out at them saw what was in them and pointed it out.
Right.
How did you discover the beauty? I know you said that God had to help you see it. What specifically took place that really made you aware of the fact that there was beauty inside Crystal?
Well, you know, in 2012, I really hit a low place in my life. I was married for 7 years, and in my marriage, we had two beautiful boys, and we were living in Atlanta, and I got divorced in 2010. So after about 2 years, I really hit a low point in my life. And I'm a firm believer that when you hit rock bottom, the only place you can go is up.
Yes, ma'am.
The only place you can go is up. So I remember sitting in my bed and just, like I said earlier, feeling very depressed. I felt like my life had reached a low point. I felt like a failure. I felt like I wasn't a good mother. I felt just a lot of negative feelings. And one thing that I can say that I always had was faith. I still had faith in God, even though I had to reach way down to get that faith, because sometimes your faith gets weak.
Yeah.
But as I was laying there, I remember it was 2012 in the summer, and I just said, God, I know that you have to have more for me than this. I know that there has to be more in me. So I just picked up a notepad, and I just began to write. And I decided to write a book, actually. I decided it was my first book, called Ready for a Change. Mm-hmm. And as I was writing, you know, with tears in my eyes, I said, God, there has to be something that's in me that I can use to help others so they don't have to go through this same thing that I'm going through.
Yeah.
So that's how it started.
God, it's so interesting that in the midst of your pain, you're thinking about other people. And it almost seems like you were willing to take that journey where you were looking within, but at the same time, still looking outside of yourself to see how you could help other people.
Well, you know, I think that is our purpose. I'll talk later about She Blossoms, but one of the mission of She Blossoms is to help women to discover their purpose and walk in their purpose. And I think everyone has the same purpose, which is to help others, but we have different assignments. So even though we all have the same purpose, which is to help others, we can do it in different ways based on our giftings and based on our skill set. Mm-hmm. So I felt like, you know, many times if you're going through a low point or if you're going through a difficult season, helping someone else can actually help you.
Yeah.
And I'm a firm believer in that. You might think that whatever you are going through is so bad, but then if you help somebody else, you'll realize, wow, what I'm going through is nothing compared to what they are going mm-hmm. through.
And that's such an excellent point. You know, in fact, a lot of the experts who have studied this say the very thing that you said, that when we reach outside of ourselves and help someone else, it relieves what we're going through. It helps us.
Absolutely. Yeah. I get volunteers to sit with hospice patients. And one of the things that they always say is they felt better after they left that patient, after they visited that patient. They were having a bad day, but when they met with that patient actually lifted them. Mm-hmm. So I think that God has given us gifts to help others. I think that's the purpose. It's not just for us, but it's to give back.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, in order to do that, we've got to be equipped. We've got to be ready. We have to have been prepared. And part of that has to do with that introspection, that look within. In your case, and there are so many males and females who go through something that has shaken them, something that has them feeling not their best about themselves. And so I can imagine that we're already seeing something inside of us, even if it's only on a subconscious level, that we don't particularly like. But that said, is it necessary, is it beneficial for us to really take the close look and deliberately see everything that's in there, the good and the bad? Or are we just looking for the good and trying to move on from there?
That is an excellent question. And I think it has to do with the process of growth. Growth is a process. And, you know, there are stages of growth. I look at a flower. A flower doesn't start out beautiful. A flower doesn't start out with petals. A flower doesn't start out with color. It starts out as a seed.
Yeah.
It doesn't start out big. It starts out very small. So, you know, it goes through the process of being planted, being buried. And many times we are going through that same process and we're wondering what is going on in my life. You are being planted. You are in that beginning stage. And so many times we want to plant green beans seeds that morning and have green beans for dinner that night. We want to skip the process.
Yes, ma'am.
But in the process of growth, if anybody knows anything about planting and about harvesting, you have to take out the weeds, you have to till the soil. And a lot of times we don't want to go through the process of getting the weeds out of the way. We don't want to go through the process of tilling the soil and breaking up all of the fallow ground. And when we see the negative things in our lives, it's not for us to beat ourselves up. It's just for us to say, hey, this is an area that I need to prune so that I can grow and so that I can go to the next level, so that I can help more people.
That makes such excellent sense. And one of the things that you brought to my mind as you talked about that, the importance of removing the weeds. If we don't go through the process of looking to find the weeds, we can't remove what we don't see. And so the weeds are allowed to just stay there and continue to grow and cause the problems that weeds cause.
Wow, absolutely. And sometimes weeds are people, other people, negative situations. And sometimes we have issues in ourselves that draw negative people. And if you're constantly having negative associations, bad relationships, like my pastor always says, what is the common denominator? You are the common denominator. Yeah. So instead of us blaming others, what is it in us that is attracting these weeds? Yeah. What is it in us? So it is very important to do a self-evaluation.
Our guest, ladies and gentlemen, is Ms. Krista Smith. And as you can hear already, she is definitely sharing some tremendous insights with us. And we are going to continue this discussion. Don't leave. If for whatever the reason you do have to leave, you'll be able to capture the conversation in its entirety by going to speakingwith.com, clicking on the link that's labeled Listen Online at your convenience. You want to put in your search bar the name Krista Smith, and you'll be able to listen to this online at your convenience. In the meantime, as we get ready to roll the break, Leon Womack letting you know that she hopes you can dance. Krista Smith and I will be right back.
Take one sip.